It's hard for a man to man up and say, I ain't nearly the man I thought I was.
But Dr. Tony Evans says that's the beginning of the road to restoration.
But only when you come to realize what God says about you is he willing to come down and meet you there. Yeah.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Today, we'll hear about a man who failed the most important test of his life in a way he never thought he would or even could. But he made an amazing comeback, and we'll find out more about it as we join Dr. Evans.
Our series is called It's Not Too Late. How God Restores Broken People. I call Peter today the rebel that God used. Turn your Bible to St. John chapter 21, and I want to talk to you from Peter about us. Now, I call him the rebel because he committed what the Bible would classify as a grave sin. The sin of apostasy. Apostasy means to deny the faith. To deny the faith. Jesus asked in John 21:15, so when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Why is Jesus asking Peter, do you love me more than these? Jesus Christ had been preparing his disciples for his death. He had been talking to them about the day coming up soon when he would no longer be with them. He would be killed and things were going to be different. He said, now, when I'm gone, I want you to learn to love one another through serving one another. I want you to become connected in light of the fact that I'm going to be leaving. Times are going to be tough. Times are going to be rough. And you're going to need one another. Now, that's when Peter raised his hand and said, excuse me, I don't know what they're going to do. But you never have to worry about your main man. You don't have to worry about me. Because I'll never deny you. Jesus says to Peter in Luke 22, he says, Satan has asked permission to sift you like wheat. But I am praying for you that your faith fail not. And the reason I'm doing this, Mr. Big Stuff, who's not going to deny me, because you're better than your boys. Before tomorrow morning this time, you will have already denied me three times. Peter had expressed a superior commitment and love to God than the rest of the disciples. He thought more highly of himself. Peter didn't think he could deny Christ. Soon as the devil knew he was thinking that way, the devil said, I'm going to jack you up. And I'm going to get permission from your God to do it. The Bible says that when Peter denied the Lord, he ran out and wept bitterly. He cried like a baby. Because he didn't think he could ever do that. So shook up was Peter that in John 21, verse 3, Simon Peter said to his boys, to the other disciples, I'm going fishing. Peter hadn't been fishing for 3 years. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus came to Peter and told him, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And the Bible says, Peter dropped his nets and follow Jesus. He left fishing behind. He left his old life behind. And he was now walking with you. And for 3 years, he put it all down. He put the bait down. He put the line down. He put the boat down. He put the nets down. He put it all down for 3 years, and he's following Jesus. And what an event that was. He got to see miracle after miracle after miracle. He got to see people raised from the dead. He got to see 5,000 men being fed. He got to see blind people seeing. He got to see Jesus was the real deal for 3 years. But when he messed up and apostatized, he says, I'm going fishing. He's become disillusioned, discouraged. He says, I'm going back to my old job. I'm going fishing. So he's out there fishing. Verse 3 says, they went out, got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. He went back, but it didn't give him anything. So daylight's coming up. They're out there on the boat all night. Jesus is standing on the beach. Oh, this is going to get good. Watch this now. Jesus is standing on the beach, but the disciples didn't know it was him. And he hollers out, children, you do not have any fish, do you? They answered, no. Jesus says, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find a catch. Now, how'd Jesus know that? So they cast it, and they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. We're told in verse 8 there was a net full of fish, and then we're told in verse 11 it was 153. They went out all night long and caught nothing. Jesus said, why don't you try the other side and you'll find what you're looking for. See, a lot of us have gone back to the old life to try to find something or someone. We've gone back to the old way and all night long and still can't find nothing. Jesus says, why don't you try my way and you might get a catch. Anybody trying to catch something? You're going back to the old way, old life, old crowd, old club, all night long, and caught nothing. Matthew 16, Jesus tells Peter, Simon, you shall no longer be Simon. We will now call you Peter, a stone. You're my leader. You're my main man. He don't call him Peter. He calls him by his old name because he's going back to his old ways. So he gives him a name that's consistent with his ways. He didn't go back fishing. He didn't left and gone back to his old ways. So since you're going to go to your old way, let me call you by your old name. Yeah. Simon. Up until Jesus talks to him, his name is Peter in the chapter. When Jesus talks to him, he says, Simon. By the way, the word Simon means pebble. Peter means stone. When you were doing your thing, like I wanted you to do your thing, I took a pebble and turned it into a stone. But now you done gone backwards on me, so I take a stone and now we're going to make you a little pebble again, a small thing. Small thing. Do you still love me more than these other folk you were bragging that you love me more than? He had gone back to his failure. Jesus recognizes that in his name. The word Jesus uses, we need to get into briefly, because there is more than one word for love in the Bible, more than one Greek word. We just use the word love. But they had different words. The word here is agape, which is God's self-sacrificing love. Do you love me like you thought you loved me? Let me hear you brag now. Let me hear you talk your talk now. Where are you now, Peter? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Now, when you read that, you think he's agreeing with Jesus. He's not. Jesus says, Peter, do you agape me? Peter answers, yes, Lord, you know I phileo you. Phileo would be like our word like. It meant friendship, as opposed to agape, which is God's kind of self-sacrificing love. Peter says, I'm not going to be put in that trick again. Jesus asked him basically, do you have 100% love for you? He said, no, 60, 65. Now, when he answers the question, he can only affirm what he knows to be true, not what he thinks is true. See, he thought he was 100. He thought he was a bad boy. He thought he was numero uno. He thought he was the man. But now he has been reduced to size. And he says, you know I phileo you. He asked him a second time in verse 16. Simon, son of John, do you agape me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. I like you like a brother. Then Jesus, verse 17, says to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you phileo me? The third time, Jesus changes his word. Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you phileo me? Why is Peter grieved? Third time. How many times did Peter deny the Lord? Three times. In other words, when this thing hit the third time over the charcoal fire, he makes the connection. Oh, you are taking me back to my failure. You're taking me back to my mess. You're taking me back to my defeat. And it broke his heart. He was grieved that he had to remember where he messed up.
Dr. Evans will come back to explain why the same God who knows the worst that we've done also knows the best that we're capable of. Right now, he's here to share a word with us. Dr. Evans?
You know, radio is the bread and butter of this ministry. If God is using our message to enhance you, to grow you, and to deepen you with him, then can he use you to help us to continue doing that through your support of this ministry? You know, salvation is free, but ministry costs. It costs us to do what we do with staff and equipment and material and time and all of that. And so would you be a blessing to the ministry of the Urban Alternative? We need you. God bless you.
The Alternative is a listener-supported ministry. So the simple fact is that without your faithful support, we wouldn't be here. That's why if you visit TonyEvans.org and make a contribution of any amount, we'd like to say thanks by sending you a copy of Tony's brand new book, Your Comeback. No matter what obstacles or setbacks you've run into so far, your life can be dramatically different. This book explains how. Along with it, you'll get CDs of all 8 messages in Tony's current series, It's Not Too Late. Remember, your investment in us enables us to continue investing in you. So be sure to visit TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements before this double offer runs out on Friday. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message right after this.
Journey to a time of kings and prophets. Witness epic battles and miraculous events. Live the greatest adventures ever told, straight from the pages of the Bible. The Tony Evans Training Center provides more than just world-class training in a learn-at-your-own-pace environment. It strives to make the books of the Bible come alive. We'll take you deep into God's Word so that you can experience it in a life-changing way. Begin your journey today at TonyEvansTraining.org. That's TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
There's an interesting phrase here. When Jesus asked him, do you love me? He says, Yes, Lord, you know. When he asked him the third time, he intensifies it in verse 17. Peter was grieved because he said it for the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know all about it. Wait a minute, Peter. This can't be the same Peter, because the Peter we talked about in Luke 22 said, you don't know what you're talking about? I'm going to deny you three times. Though everybody denies you, I'm not going to deny you. In other words, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. You don't know like I know. You don't know me better than I know me. I know me. And what you're describing, that's not me. Before Peter declared that Jesus' knowledge was incorrect, it was limited, it was off center. Now he says, you know all, you know everything. You just know. You know all about me. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know, because I couldn't even stop doing wrong when you pre-warned me. I mean, with that much information, I should have been able to plan not denying him. But you told me in advance what I'm going to do. You told me the time that I was going to do it, and I still couldn't stop it. So you know all things. You see, one of our problems is we really don't believe he knows. We really don't believe he knows. Because he already knows. We're not nearly what we wish we were or what we make others believe we are. But even with that, Jesus comes down to Peter's level, the 60%. He said, okay, third time, do you phileo me? Peter said, yeah, it breaks my heart, because he's grieved at this one. It breaks my heart, watch this, come on now. It breaks my heart that I couldn't come up to you. You had to come down to me. Because I'm not near where I thought I was. It's hard for a man to man up and say, I ain't nearly the man I thought I was. You know, I played a role, but I ain't nearly the man I thought I was. But only when you come to realize what God says about you is he willing to come down and meet you there. Yes. He knew Peter wasn't ready to go up to agape. But now that he realizes he's only good for phileo, Jesus, I'll meet you there. I'll come down there. He comes down to his level when there's clear recognition. In the words of Clint Eastwood, a man's got to know his limitations. He's got to know where he falls short. Because now you've just given God something to work with. See, one of the problems that we're not making progress, God doesn't have anything to work with because we're already there. We're already there. We talk like we're there. You hear it in our prayers. See, our prayers would be totally different if we knew what Jesus knows about us. Why won't my life get better? Because God is still giving Satan permission to sift you like wheat, and he will let the sifting occur till you get the message. What's the responsibility? He says, Simon, tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep, tend my sheep. If you love me, even on the phileo level, because that's the only level you got, right? I'll meet you there. Not only will I meet you there, oh, here it is. I'll use you there. Shepherd my sheep. Tend my sheep. In Luke chapter 5, Peter was called by Jesus. And he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That's evangelism. But after his mess up and his fix up, now we're going to move you from an evangelist and you're going to become a pastor. Because now you know how to hurt with other folk who hurt. Now you know how to struggle with other folk who struggle. See, I can use you now, because now you're not just sitting down spouting theology. You know what it feels like to fail. You know what it feels like to hurt. You know what it feels like to not have made it yourself. So now I can use you to, remember what he prophesied? Strengthen your brethren. I can use you to help somebody else. See, now, many folk after apostasy, after publicly denying Jesus before men, we wouldn't have never let Peter preach in our pulpits. God can still use a man who was a rebel, who was a failure, as long as he's going to help somebody else. One of the ways you know God has not finished letting the devil jack you up, if he can't use you to serve. See, if he can't use you to serve, you don't love him. Because he says even 60% love, phileo, 10 sheep. He says, if you phileo me, that's good enough for me to work with, and we'll go from there. What am I saying to you today? God knows the worst about you. He knows the gutter. What nobody else knows but you, he thoroughly knows. Peter, you're not all that. But God needs for you to know what he knows. And if Jesus has given the devil permission to jack you up, it doesn't matter where you go, who you talk to, it doesn't matter what changes you make, you will never get away from it until you face it. It's a spiritual issue. So you can't drink your way out of it. You can't drug your way out of it. You can't sex your way out of it. You can't get out of it. But what you can is fess up to it. But the other side of that coin is, while he knows the worst thing about you, he also knows the best thing about you. Peter, when you get this thing straight, I'm going to be able to use you, boy. I'm going to use you to strengthen the brethren, to tend the sheep. I'm going to use you. If you get this thing right, your life will never be the same. And this same scared, denying Peter gets up on the day of Pentecost when the folks say, y'all a bunch of drunk people. We're not drunk as you suppose. It's too early to get that drunk. It's 12 o'clock noon. We ain't drunk. This is that which Joel the prophet spoke about when he talked about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he stood up and 3,000 folk got saved, because he still could do evangelism. But then he opened the doors of the church, because now he's a shepherd. So God was able to use a man when he faced what was wrong with him. Now he became useful.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how God can rebuild broken people like Peter and like us. Today's lesson was titled, Peter, the Apostate God Used, and you can hear the additional material we didn't have time to bring you in the full-length CD included in our current series, It's Not Too Late. As I mentioned earlier, all 8 messages in this collection are our gift to you when you support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size, along with his brand new book, Your Comeback, which builds on what we've been learning on the broadcast. But be sure to contact us right away, since this double offer runs out on Friday. Just drop by TonyEvans.org, where you can get all the details and make your donation online. While you're there, be sure to check out our huge selection of audio, video, and print resources. And take a moment to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or you can call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. In chess, part of the strategy is to position your pieces where they'll do you the most good. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans points out that God often does the same with us and explains what we should do to help win the game. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.